Hello, this is Jeremy. This episode is disgusting. So if you don't like toilet things, don't listen to this one. Bye. There we go. That's that done.
That was good.
Bit of business. With me and Julia Stenton, I'm Jeremy Flynn. We're under my wife's dog groomers. It's Monday. I would say energy is low.
It's like 8 o'clock on a Monday
evening. It's late, it's bedtime. So
also just noticed some dried pee on my jumper.
Pee?
Like peas. Not like
holy shit. The vegetable pea.
Like a green pea.
Obviously when you said I've got dried pea on my jumper, I was like, I mean, I'm no princess, but maybe pop another jumper on. Yeah.
I just had quite a pea heavy dinner.
Yeah.
And clearly spilled it all down.
That's fine. Compared to my first reaction. That kind of pee on your shirt, no problem.
That comes later.
So, another week rolls by. I was thinking about the podcast and I was thinking...
Yeah.
Because at the moment, it's mainly you and me, you know, just talking.
Yeah.
So I had this idea that it was a safe space to workshop inventions. Because I think that's something I like to do...
Yeah.
A lot is think of an invention. And I always think you could go on Dragon's Den with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that a lot of the time people get bogged down in how does it work? How are you going to make that? That seems impossible. And I'll always say that's something the boffins work out.
And often on Dragon's Den, they have already had a crack themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
They've made the product.
Exactly. Losers.
They've been in talks with
shops.
They've got
a patent, but... This is very much the kernel of an idea.
Sure.
So I want this to be a space that people can bring in their ideas.
Okay.
And then we can help them turn that into a reality. But if they do talk about it on the podcast, we will take quite a large slice of the profits.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking the other day, I'm 40. I'm nearly 41.
What?
I know. It's such a shock and yet so full of youthful exuberance. So my biggest thing in my life, obviously, as with most middle-aged men, is getting up in the night to have a wee, right?
Yeah.
I just bought a new mattress. Not because I... Not
so did I.
Did you? Congrats. How much did you pay? How did I not
out
know how...
Out the arse.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Man, I had no idea.
Unbelievable.
I had... My trousers firmly removed before a mattress. I mean, the problem is when you're young, you can just kind of
sleep on anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at them. Holy shit. I've had my trousers pulled down over this mattress.
Mm.
But I realized, like, I am heavy and I was the groove I had made in the previous mattress was becoming depressing. I mean, comfortable.
Yeah.
But. I mean, I think generally Holly, my wife, she was about 3 or 4 feet higher than me in the bed.
Was it?
You could see.
Was it memory foam?
I want it to forget. I'm telling you. She is so, because she's obviously small. So she's up here.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground.
She doesn't roll down.
That's the worry.
Yeah.
So we got the new mattress anyway. And I was thinking, right, my big thing, I get up maybe twice in the night for a week.
Twice.
Maybe twice. Once min.
Yeah.
Absolute min.
Right.
But these days, I reckon...
Same time every time?
I mean, sometimes it's not that long. Sometimes it's not that long. But
do you go for a wee before you go to bed?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Not my first rodeo. So here's my idea, right? Mm. Before we start with all the questions, I haven't worked out the ins and outs of it.
Okay.
But why hasn't someone invented a mattress you can piss into? Right. It would sell... A billion units.
I was racking my brains
I'm
with the setup
you,
of this.
I'm telling
what
you.
What it was going to be.
I'm telling you, this is $1 million idea. If this went on Dragon's Den,
mm-hmm.
they're all old boys.
Oh.
They know.
And girls.
Yeah, but old boys have the problem getting up in the night.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think women have got more control.
I'm getting up.
You're getting up.
And I'm not even 40.
Congrats. So. I need to flex in front of me.
Okay.
I haven't quite ironed out the case.
I love how you're like, no questions, a bed you can piss in.
Under no circumstances question me on how it works. But the way I see it in my head, obviously what you don't want is like a big nappy.
I was going to say, have you heard of a nappy?
This is not the same situation.
Okay.
I'll come back to having a system 100% of the time where you can go all the time without people knowing. But we'll come back to that. That's the second idea.
They've sort of invented that. It's a nappy.
I've invented the nappy. Nappy's such a horrific word, isn't it? It's got to be one of the foulest words. You're in your nappy. Mm-hmm. I think it has to be something you kind of need to plug in when you get into bed.
Oh.
Plug yourself in.
Right.
Some sort of valve. Some sort of pocket. That you could just...
You need a hose.
I don't know.
You need is a catheter.
Ideally, if I could do it without anything going up.
So you want it to be purely slotting on rather than slipping in.
I feel like it's a slot on.
Yeah. Okay.
But imagine that. So you wake up in the night. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
You're lying there. You need a wee. I tell you what, you ever been at a festival and you wake up in the night and need the toilet?
Forget it.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. The weekend's over.
That's why festivals are a young man's game.
Forget it. There's no way I could go now.
No chance.
I think I went to like Bestival when I was 30.
Wow.
Yeah. And I felt old then.
Yeah. You were too old.
We're too old for Bestival. And I had to get up in the night for a wee and walk far.
Yeah.
And I remember going, I'm never doing this again.
This is
not worth it. If you could patent this into some sort of air mattress as well that you could take to a festival.
Oh.
Cha-ching.
I think it's actually not the mattress. So I'm thinking, now I don't have a penis.
Okay.
Just FYI. So I don't know.
You think the lady doth protest too much.
So I don't know how uncomfortable what I'm about to suggest may be.
Okay.
So you just
better not be the catheter.
Okay. No, I'm thinking with a pop-on situation.
Pop-on. That's exactly it.
So what I'm thinking is, you know those bags that you can put clothes in and then you put your Hoover on and it sucks all the air out and you put it under your bed.
Here we go.
Can you get a little sandwich bag, say?
I need more than a sandwich bag.
Oh, brag.
I'm thinking of the contents rather than the...
You bop it around your bits and then it has a little nozzle for a teeny tiny... Hoover.
Okay.
It sucks all the air. So basically like vacuum packs around your willy.
Okay.
But on the end of it, or like within it, is a tube that is going out to like a bucket.
Okay.
So that you can wee at any point, but it isn't getting on the mattress.
This is what I'm talking about.
It isn't getting anywhere else other than the bucket.
Yeah, that's a great... See, this is exactly what you're here for.
Thank you. But would that be uncomfortable?
So obviously comfort is king.
Yeah.
You can't have anything that's going to disrupt the sleep experience.
No.
You want to be able to toss and turn.
Right.
You want to be able to roll around.
So the tube is going to need to be very flexible, like a slinky.
That's exactly it. You need a tube, a pipe... that you can clamp on comfortably, a comfortable clamp.
Yeah, that's why I think the vacuum pack is a good idea.
It's a great idea. And that's got a futuristic vibe.
Yeah.
Because this is very much the future.
But it extends your bedtime routine.
Yeah, but just imagine waking up in the night, you're busting.
Yeah.
It's cold, it's the winter.
And you can just...
And you just let Mother Nature take her sweet, sweet self off to the toilet without getting up.
Yeah, great.
I mean, some people would argue this is more effort than...
Going to the toilet.
Just getting up and going to the toilet.
Well, yeah, because the annoying thing about is the need is waking up.
My old flat, the toilet was downstairs.
Ooh.
Forget it.
Out the window. Exactly. That's where you're lucky.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, Exactly. Yeah, of course. I guess it would be trickier for a woman to get this thing. But
nothing
then,
to vacuum pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are really going in. You got no, there's no that pop is tough. It on.
And we really don't want anything going in.
Really not.
That's my big,
you're asking for that's my issues.
That's my big design feature. Yeah. Nothing goes in. In fact, that's the
that's slogan. How you campaign.
That's the advertising slogan. And remember, nothing goes in. But it all comes out. That's how it goes.
What are you calling it? What are you calling it?
I think something like, it's got to be snappy. Something like wet dreams. Because that's cool. That's a cool, buzzy title. I just thought of that. And I think that's pretty, I'm pretty happy with that.
I mean, it's pretty spot on yeah. for what it is.
Wet dreams. Because you're having a
keep
good time.
Keep dreaming.
Keep dreaming. But you don't, I guess you don't want it to be wet, do you? Dry dreams.
Dry dreams.
Not as cool. Working title, wet, work, the
yeah,
wet dream.
I think that's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah,
I'm
I
trying
think
to
so.
Work in something with nozzle.
Yeah. The schnozzle.
The schnoozle.
The schnoozle. Yeah, they've all got names like that now, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I could just see it on one of them Instagram adverts. You know?
Oh, I was thinking, remember those JML like
for
little
sure.
video yeah, screens yeah, in like yeah. B&M? Yeah.
Are you too young to remember the Innovations catalogue?
Yeah, might
before
be.
JML was a thing and yeah. Kickstarters were a thing, there used to be a magazine called Innovations that sold crap like this.
Oh my god!
And it was really good. They all sold those things like one big slipper that you could put both,
both feet in.
You could put
yeah.
both feet in, and you'd look at it and go, "That's class. I'm going to get one of them."
Do you remember those bubbles that wouldn't pop? That was a big JML thing. For I remember it used to be.
Oh, you mean like
blowy plastic
bubble. Yeah.
bubbles? You mm-hmm. blow the bubble, and yeah, then you just yeah, end yeah. up with this horrible just residue.
A, yeah, yeah, just a plastic residue. Yeah. yeah, stuff like that. It could go on. You're right. JML would be perfect for this.
Hot UK deals.
Get it on Hot UK
how
deals.
How does one get something on Hot UK deals?
I don't know. I think people just submit stuff onto Hot UK deals because it's just a link to a website to buy something.
Oh, okay.
But it'd be a great place to advertise. I'm a huge fan of Hot. You know I'm a
yeah,
huge
I
fan
know.
Of Hot UK Deals.
Best. I think Hot UK Deals is the unofficial sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Official, hopefully. Best app going. So it's definitely a pipe, a sort of vacuum seal around the area.
Yeah.
And then the pipe would just go under the bed, I think.
Yeah.
So like a
little
you can probably
compartment.
Plumb it. You can probably plumb it in. Straight
Fuck.
Out. No mess. No mess. That's the other. That's the other catchphrase. And no mess. When we do the advert,
straight down the drain.
Oh, imagine that.
That's a great idea.
No Todds.
No. Well, you can't vacuum pack around.
No way.
The hole. Can
There's
you?
No way. There's,
we're Someone
not,
will try.
We're not doing Todds.
Someone will give it a go.
I.
That's a quick way to clog it up, though, isn't it?
Someone will try it. This is the problem. Someone people would use
okay,
it for discussing.
Okay, new problem.
Okay. I'm looking for solutions, not problems. But
sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Again, I'm not a man.
Okay. You're saying that a lot today. That's all you're saying today.
And I've never experienced a wet dream.
Yeah.
Original meaning.
Okay.
What if...
You bust.
You bust.
That's all sorted. It's perfect for that.
Yeah, but... It,
bed
the vacuum,
wetters.
But the...
Bed wetters rejoice. You're... Prayers have been answered.
You're essentially giving
the elderly
people no reason not to wet the bed.
Perfection.
Carte blanche
exactly.
to wet the bed.
Elderly people, the incontinent, we got
hospitals.
You.
Hospitals?
We got you covered.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hospitals.
The catheter. The catheter's going to be out
Stop
of here.
Stop saying catheter. even the word makes me feel ill. I can't bear it. Yeah. I think it's got legs. If someone invented something, or even if it was just like a valve on the mattress you could just pop into.
So are you thinking that the mattress has a compartment within it?
Maybe.
That stores
like a little
all
valve
the piss.
You could pop in.
And
yeah.
then you could go to a hotel.
Sure.
If it's a
Oh, you wouldn't want to
pissy
share
pipe
you
hotel.
If you wouldn't want to share one. This has got absolutely... It didn't seem gross in my head.
That's strange. Considering your opening gambit was, how can I piss in bed?
Just hate getting up. It's such
no,
a...
No, I'm with you. It's,
that
I'm
feeling...
You.
My friend says he has to make Todd before he goes to bed because he can't take it to bed with him. So he like... Yeah. He can't relax enough.
You make it sound like everybody else has taken them to bed.
That's
with them.
What I do. Sometimes, if I need to go.
No, I mean like if I out of the body.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like a little teddy bear.
Yeah. If I need to do that before bed, I think I can't do this tonight. I'm not doing any more chores today. I'll deal with this in the morning.
No more chores.
Yeah. You know, it's like 11 o'clock at night. You've had a hell of a day. I thought. Put the dishwasher on. What more do you want me to do? Here's my other invention idea.
Go on.
I think I might have talked about this on the podcast before, but going back to the gross bodily function thing, really what you need, I think, is a more modern system completely for going. What I would like is you just to be able to go whenever you want, walking around town, and then just have like a little thing you can empty at the end of the day. That's yeah. What I would like a little backpack.
I think in the future, you know how like astronauts eat all dehydrated food? Mm. I think if we can develop a system in the body that dehydrates your
piss. That's perfect.
And, so then it just forms into the dods.
Yeah.
And so it just forms
little
like
pellets.
It comes out as a pellet.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
And then it's just a pellet in your pants.
That'd be great. Yeah, yeah.
But also maybe if the hatch could be somewhere else that's
like
easier
in your
to
leg,
get to.
In your leg. Imagine if you
or
could just...
bottom of your feet.
Yeah, that'd be nice. At the end of the day, you press a button on your foot. And all
and it stores them all up your
stores
leg.
Stores them all up your legs.
And then you just...
Your hollow legs full of your excretion pellet. That's a lot of work for this one.
Shitty Long
this
John
is,
Silver.
This is a good idea. So at the end of the day, so you're just going about your business. You don't even know. You don't need to go...
The dehydration process is just part of your
Imagine
inner workings.
What a life that would be if you never had to worry. Because I'm always stressing about the bog.
Yeah.
I'm always stressing.
I could tell.
I'm always stressing. If I'm in a situation where I can't go, it's like my body is like... You should go now.
Yeah.
That's why I hate the theatre.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
And it sucks. It's boring. But like if you're in the middle of a row.
Oh.
And it's like a play.
Nightmare.
And you're like, as soon as you sit down, you're like, I need to wee now.
Yeah. And even if you need a wee at the appropriate time, you're queuing up for days.
Forget the theatre. It's over. But with the new world, with the new pellet leg system... That's a good idea.
You can get rid of toilets altogether.
Imagine a world where there's
no toilets.
No toilets. You don't need
them. Heaven.
You don't need them.
The smell of piss is just gone.
Have you ever been to a football stadium?
Yeah.
Holy hell. See, and at the end of the day...
I was in the tobacco factory on Saturday. Jesus Christ.
Do you know what?
The lads was overflowing, literally.
Do you know what? It is 2025 and it is not unusual for all men to go... into a toilet and all piss in the same bucket, essentially.
In the trough.
There's like a trough on the
disgusting.
Wall. Does that not feel like...
Disgusting.
Have we not moved on? It's 2025. We are cattle. And you have to stand next to a guy...
I don't know how you do
it. ...with his chap in his hand. Blast it. And also, all rules seem to go out the window at that thing.
Yeah.
People are gobbing in it.
Gross.
People are guffing.
No.
I'm not...
Open...
People are guffing in there. I'm not kidding. Oof. Men are pigs.
Men are pigs. I've said it for years.
It's disgusting. So, this is a good system. This would kind of ruin the mattress system, but we'll get on to that. Basically, it's a reworking of your
entire human
anatomy. All right. I'm looking for £2 million for 1% of my investment. Can you rework the human body?
But maybe it isn't a reworking. Let's imagine it's not all reworking, but there's a substance you can take that will just dry up all your liquid.
That sounds good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, dry up all the liquid in you.
Yeah.
But what you want, I do really like the pellets in the leg idea, because that way they'll drop down into your legs. At the end of the day, you plug yourself into something and it just zips them out, something modern.
What if it makes a noise? So the downside
is it
makes a noise.
When you empty it. Whenever you empty it, it still makes a fart noise.
When one of the pellets gets filled up and then released into your leg,
makes a guff noise.
Maybe you could
You could have your own ringtone.
Maybe you could program it, yeah. But everybody knows when you're pooing.
Yeah, Yeah. I thought it would be good if you could see farts. That's another idea I've got.
What's the pro of that?
So you know who's doing it.
Yeah, but then also people see when you're doing it.
Yeah, but I don't do it.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, that's a good invention, isn't it?
I'd say that's a hard no.
I'm looking for £1 million.
I'm out.
For 5%. Imagine that. If you made like a blue gas come out. That could happen when you take the pellets. The dehydration.
I think you're making the invention worse.
I thought that was a good idea. Because then if someone was guffing...
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, then there's no, like, who is it?
Exactly. Like, oh, this guy's guffing over here. Sat in his blue cloud.
Same your guffs.
Sat in his blue cloud.
Yeah. It's like, do you remember in the pool, there used to be that lie?
It's exactly like the pool dye.
Yeah.
But for your guff. So
I actually think the pool dye is a great idea.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea. And they called him crazy when he invented it. And now...
Oh, think how much better... swimming pool changing rooms will be where nobody's pissing.
Exactly. I thought you were going to say it was just full of blue gas. I was like, it wouldn't be that much better.
We dream.
Yeah. And on planes, I got a plane recently. Someone was guffing on
Brag.
The... Someone, yeah, big time. The fifth time I've ever been on a plane, genuinely. I first got on a plane when I was...
High flyer.
I first rode a plane when I was 25.
I can tell because you said rode a plane. Like you're on the top with the cowboy hat.
Someone was guffing on it.
Oh, I bet. They always are.
People are guffing on that.
You know why? Because I think it's an anonymous crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're packed in like sardines.
Not in my world. You wouldn't have to worry about that because you could empty your pellets when you landed. But if someone was guffing...
And then the toilets in... on planes will be purely for sex.
Yeah, that's it. It's the shag.
Because no one's...
Shag pod.
Yeah. Although I suppose there will be like the dregs who don't update the system and they're still going binary.
There's always some scally still using his genitals like a monster. These are all good ideas.
Really good. I'm impressed.
So this is... I think we could get people on and get them to pitch their business ideas to us. Hopefully they won't all be toilet based.
I think they largely will be toilet-based.
It's been toilet-based today. Here's my other idea, and it is another gross one, unfortunately. But
go on.
You know those little grabbers that old people have?
For like, spiders?
Yeah, and picking stuff up off the floor. My grandma,
grandma
used to have one. Yeah, like a pincher for grabbing things. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, but it loads up a poo bag on it, and then you just scoops it up and goes up into the shaft of the grabber.
Yeah, like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. Really good idea, that.
Really good
idea. Could have a little squirty, so you could give the pavement a little spritz afterwards. That's a good idea, isn't it? And then...
Also contained in the grabber.
Yeah.
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 A little nozzle.
So claw with a bag on it comes out.
Mm.
You go over the Todd.
So it's a...
And it just goes...
Essentially,
and on Dragon's Den, I'll make that noise.
Yeah, and they'll love that.
Because I won't have it with me because I can't invent it. I'll say, just picture it.
And I don't know how you're getting on the show. Yeah. He's waited outside for someone to leave the door open. He slipped in.
I'll go, Theo. And he just scoops it up and it goes up inside the pipe.
Yeah, great.
And then you can fire them like a shotgun at your enemies if you get mugged. Doof, 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 doof. Also, the grabber could double up as like a tennis ball launcher for your dog.
I actually could do with that because I've realised since having a dog, I'm not very good at throwing.
Do you know what? I think it happens to a lot of people, and it happened to me.
Yeah.
When you get a dog, you think, when was the last time I threw a ball?
Yeah, it's a real cold reality, isn't
it? First time I saw a guy with one of those little ball whippers, you think...
Degrading.
Look at this cuck.
Pathetic.
Just throw the tennis ball for your dog.
Yeah.
But I'm a convert. Have they been on Dragon's Den? The ball whipper guys get...
I think once it's in the range, people know about it.
I love the range.
Me too. Fucking hell.
Forget about
what
it.
What do you need? Go to the range.
We got it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for $2 million.
$2 million. Yeah. You're popping across the pond.
All business deals are in dollars. And that's only for 1% though.
1%.
It's a $1 million idea.
Two million.
I think it's a good idea.
That's great.
And again, they'll want to know how does it work. But we just say, look, do you know what a boffin is? Right.
Find one of them.
Get me a boffin. Here's a good idea.
Yeah.
The car commode. I tell you what, when you've finished a gig,
yeah,
it's late, you've got a 3-hour drive home. and you need a wee and you're on the motorway and you're like, it's always saying I'm going to get back at 2 yeah. or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if I stop for a wee, that's just dead time. Mm.
And also, service stations that time of night, the toilet's the last place you want to go.
It's chaos in there. Some old truck driver waiting for you to tug him off.
Exactly.
And you do it because it's weird if you don't. But not with my new system.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the pellet kind of supersedes this. But I was thinking you could go in your car seat as well as the mattress. But you're right. The pellet will kind of...
We've solved it.
The pellet will kind of remove the need for the mattress and the car toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Car toilet isn't a bad idea. Cool name as well.
Would you... are you driving around with your pants around your ankles?
I do that anyway.
Yeah.
To relax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some people go shirtless. I'm Donald Duckin.
How do you explain that when people are in the car?
Oh, this is only when I'm by myself. Oh, okay. When I'm a monster.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to see
you don't get pulled over.
You wouldn't want to see your Uber driver taking a dumb ice.
That's also the worst view of a man.
Yeah.
Sat down.
On the toilet. Fairly sure Chops, who edits the podcast, really hates like toilet talk. Phobic about toilet talk.
Oh god.
Maybe I'll spare her this one. Maybe I'll do this one myself.
Yeah. This will be straightforward. You just got to cut out your coughs.
Cut out the big coughs. Other than that, it's been all cold. All dynamite stuff. Okay, so rather than the mattress you can piss into,
yeah,
and the car seat you can dump it. What we've invented is a new digestive system.
Yeah.
Where everything goes into pellets in your legs.
Yeah.
And then you just empty your pellets at the end of the day.
Wherever
convenient to you. And it's not gross because it's just pellets and no one minds.
Yeah, and they're odourless.
And they power your car. I forgot about that. The big twist.
Yeah. That's when you empty them. Like when you need to put petrol in your car. That's when the cars are running low.
Donate them to a petrol station.
Yeah, that's a very community spirited.
Mm-hmm. You could donate your waste.
Response.
I went to my favourite petrol station before we recorded this podcast. It's called Eastern Service Centre.
Oh, yeah.
By my house.
Is it the risky one by your house?
I wouldn't say risky. Yeah, it's risky.
Yeah.
It's opposite the Plough in Eastern.
Right by the
underpass.
Big road. I'd say that's pretty risky.
Yeah, it's great though.
Yeah.
Here's the things I love about this petrol station. Mm. Number one, there's a Maxin chicken in the petrol station.
Fantastic.
Open all the time. Two, it has the most insane selection of fizzy drinks.
Okay.
Obscure sweeties and crisps.
What obscure sweeties?
Like just crazy, mad shit you've never seen before. Like wicked Mauams. It's got wicked stuff in there.
Wicked Mauams.
It's got wicked Mauams. You've never even seen them before. All kinds of Haribo you've not seen before.
Wow.
It's insane. Amazing selection of soft drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, every Rubicon you can think of.
Wow.
Rio's in abundance. It's
truly
phenomenal.
Your heaven.
My other favourite thing about it is that for some reason, on the outside of the petrol station, it's got a little slogan written and it says, whenever... whatever. And I love that. It's just such a great slogan for a petrol station.
Yeah.
Whenever, whatever.
I think that that really speaks to your outlook on life.
Yeah.
Because I think what they mean is whenever, whatever, as in whenever you need it, whatever you need.
Oh.
And you're looking at it like, ugh, whenever, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they were like, whatever. Just come in and get your petrol.
And then fuck off.
Yeah, I thought they had a nice chilled out vibe in there. Actually, they do not have a nice chilled out vibe in there because there's normally someone outside that you have to go in quite quickly.
Yeah.
It's normally a spice head roaming around.
Or there are a few, usually.
Yeah, it's a bit Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my petrol station of the week. It's a new feature of the podcast. What's your favourite petrol station?
Costco would be up there for me.
Oh, like the wholesale place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need a card to get in.
I got a card, baby.
You go in Costco.
You bet your sweet ass. I haven't for a long time, and it's probably expired. I used to live like closer to it.
They got a petrol station.
Yeah, and it's like so cheap.
Is it?
It's like they're getting petrol wholesale as well.
You're joking.
No, it's incredible.
This is big news.
But also, do you know what? I've recently changed supermarkets.
Uh-oh.
It's a big deal.
Here we go.
Because I'm sick to death of Asda Bedminster being empty.
Not enough customers for you.
It is dead.
Where are the men?
I'm walking out.
Yeah, you're not shopping for food. Yeah. You're shopping for a hot meal.
And you know what? There's nothing to
Slim pickings in there. That Asda.
Yeah.
Bristol people will be aware of this, but that Asda's got a McDonald's right
it
in
does.
It.
It does.
Which is class.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
that is
class.
Good.
But it is horrible, that Asda.
It's grim. But also now they've built loads of student housing and flats
sure.
and stuff.
So the shelves
the
are
students,
there.
Well, they want Greek yogurt and I can never get it.
Now that is a shame.
So I'm fuming.
That's a big problem. Not
so I've moved to Sainsbury's.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
Lottery win.
Well, actually, do you know what? It's no different. And if you got a Nectar
They're
card.
Different to Asda's.
If you got a Nectar card. The yeah. deals, you'd love it.
But it's not a deal, it's a trick. But I've realised the other day, I don't decide what I eat anymore. Tesco does. I have to walk in and go, what am I having for my dinner? Whatever's on the club card.
I would
card
actually
deal.
Quite like that responsibility taken out of my hands. Deciding what to have for dinner is honestly one of the biggest ball aches of my life.
Well, you want to get a Tesco Tesco Metro.
But I feel like you'd like that.
But then
for somebody who doesn't like any effort in life.
I buy things because it tells me to. I bought Oreos the other day. Here's my hot take on Oreos. I think they're shit. I think they're a shit biscuit, Oreo.
Do you know what? I agree with you.
Respect.
I would have one. If there was one here, I'd eat
sure,
it.
Sure, you'd absolutely demolish them. They're delicious.
But if you think about it, the outside tastes like burnt cardboard. The inside is mega sweet. But what we do amazingly is we make everything like equally shit.
Yeah.
With a digestive.
Yeah, fine. It's absolutely fine. I think a digestive is better than an Oreo. That's
yeah,
my take.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. I think Oreo is the most overrated biscuit.
Tackling all the hot topics on this
podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's been which petrol station to go to?
Feces and biscuits. That's what this podcast is. I'm telling you. I think a custard cream absolutely dumps on an Oreo.
I agree.
I think it absolutely squats.
Although, do you know what? Oreo. A Bourbon, I'm choosing the Oreo.
Yeah, do you know what? Bourbons are shit.
Bourbons are disgusting.
Yeah, I agree
Obviously,
with you.
Obviously, I'd eat one if there was one in front of me.
Of course. Yeah, so that's what I don't like. I bought them because they were on the yellow sticker. And then the other day, I did my whole shop in Tesco Metro. And then the fucking app wasn't working on my phone. So then I had to pay...
The full price. Like a mug.
And I didn't even want this stuff. I'm having my trousers taken down.
I think this is a problem with you rather than the shopping system.
But how could you... If there's two things on a shelf and they say this one is
oh, yeah,
on a deal,
of course.
You have to go the deal.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's been quite a weird podcast episode,
really strange.
It? Yeah. It's quite a weird podcast so far.
Yeah. Where do you stand on ghosts?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
It's such a curveball at the
generally.
End.
Generally. I was just thinking about this earlier and I was like, when I see Jez, I'm going to ask him what he thinks
of ghosts.
Because I don't know what your stance is.
I sort of don't believe in them, obviously.
Yeah.
But I would be afraid of them. You know what I mean?
I feel exactly the same
I don't
way.
Believe in ghosts,
but
I am afraid.
If you're in a creepy old house...
I'm afraid of ghosts.
You're afraid of
I'm afraid of ghosts. I wouldn't... I mean, there's so many places I wouldn't stay in. I've looked at, like, hotels before and looked at it and gone, that looks quite spooky, so I'm not going to stay there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't watch something like... If I watch, like, Most Haunted...
Yeah.
I would be afraid.
Have you ever done, like, a ghost tour?
I would never...
I did one when I lived in Australia. I did a tour of... We thought it was going to be like an informative tour.
On ghosts? That was some real learning.
It was, we didn't know it was about ghosts. We thought it was about... Because it was a tour of this old mental health facility.
Oh, that is scary.
Like, that's out of commission.
Not,
so it's in like
not,
a really cool old building.
But they're not ghosts. They're real people in there.
But now, yeah, but it's out of commission now.
Ghost of Looney's past.
And so, and then the whole thing was like, there's ghosts in here. Here's a little doodat that blinks when it's ghosts are about.
What's a doodat?
You know, like a little box with lights on it.
I've never heard you use that word before. Doodat.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, have you not heard that before?
Do that.
Like a little gizmo.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do that before.
I think it's a thing.
Oh.
And it was very spooky. And there was, and there, at the end, there were cells.
Was it nighttime?
It was nighttime. Oh, and there horrible. Were cells that were like one person, old concrete Victorian cells.
Oh, why did you
and everybody
do this?
Had to go in on their own.
Horrible.
In their own cells. And there was like banging and clanging. And
I would be afraid of that forever.
I was
did that.
So spooked.
But I'm not, yeah, I don't think ghosts are real, but I'm definitely afraid of them.
Yeah. That seems rational.
That sounds horrific. What
yeah,
you
yeah,
did.
No, it was grim.
That's why I don't watch spooky films.
Yeah.
I don't watch spooky films. I don't even think they should be allowed to show trailers of spooky films at night. I think it should be illegal.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll be watching like cartoons at night or something.
For example.
That's all I really
watch. Somebody's watching cartoons
yeah,
at night.
Yeah, and then it'll be like...
What cartoon? Flintstones?
No, The Simpsons or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Adult cartoon.
Yeah, I'm not, not an idiot.
Well, I did worry for a second.
But like, then it'll be like an advert and it's like the scariest film ever made.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
there'll be like a kid yeah. in a field with like white eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And he can't
and
blink.
I'll be afraid of the advert.
Yeah.
I don't think they should.
What's the last scary film you watched?
I genuinely couldn't tell you. Like, frightening. Oh, I went to the cinema to watch Paranormal Activity with a girl when I was like a teenager.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, it wasn't too bad because there were some teenagers talking and I was sort of more annoyed at that.
That's good. It's good to have like a,
so it kind of
a common enemy.
It kind of took me out of it. I was more annoyed and I was more frightened of the teenagers as well.
Yeah.
And I actually told them to be quiet. Because
wow.
I was...
You trying to impress her?
I was trying to impress the girl.
Of course.
And she was like, let's go and watch Paranormal Activity. And I was like, you know, when you
yeah.
have to pretend that you like what they like.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I was like, yeah, definitely. I'd love that. I was like, oh, Miss Congeniality is also on. So, and I've seen it before. It's fantastic.
It's, really aging yourself. Yeah.
So we went to watch it. But yeah, I remember there were teenagers talking.
Oh, God.
And like being like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Ah, like that.
Were you... That's a good impression. Were you being like a big strong boy for her? Was it because usually when it's like, oh, let's go see a scary film, it's so that you can touch.
Yeah, I think.
Was there a lot of touching?
I love how little you know and knew me. even at the cinema with a girl.
Yeah, no
there
touching.
Was no a remote possibility of touching, I would imagine.
Okay.
I think it was more sort of genuine annoyance, but
yeah.
I remember I turned around.
I imagined her trying to like touch you and you're there going
these teenagers.
Yeah.
So I turned around and I was like, can you lot like shut up because you're ruining the film for everyone.
Wow.
And then
you didn't just do the turning around.
I did that for the first hour, obviously. Yeah. Called the police a couple of times. they were no help. And then I was like, you lot shut up because you're ruining the film.
Yeah.
And then I heard one of them just go, did someone just tell us to shut up? And then they were like, yeah. And they were like, ha, ha, ha.
That's the worst.
Which is
that
like,
is
yeah.
The worst
and then I was like,
when
oh.
they call you out on
yeah.
it.
And then everyone looks at you like you're crazy. Because I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the guy.
On behalf of everybody else.
On behalf of the cinema.
Yeah.
And then everyone is going to go, this guy's a hero.
Yeah.
And maybe this girl will touch him. And then... no, everyone looked at me like I was crazy.
And then the girl's just distancing herself from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a similar experience really recently. My friend is obsessed with Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
And I didn't have any ideas for her birthday present this year. But I did see that they were showing Lord of the Rings at the showcase.
Here we go. That's fun.
So we went.
Avon Meads. It,
yeah.
Shout out so Showcase Avon Meads.
I fucking love that cinema. It must be money laundering because it is always dead, but it's
do you have a Tango Ice Blast?
Amazing. I didn't but that's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
So we went and for the first like half an hour of the first one, I haven't seen Lord of the Rings since they came out.
Oh.
And are you surprised by that?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm not a massive nerd.
Well, I think they
hold
you up
do.
They
yeah.
hold up.
Good. You got that written all
for
over
a Sunday.
You. Yeah, sure.
Nice Sunday activity.
So and there's it's full of teenagers. Exactly the same situation as yours.
Teenagers watching Lord of the Rings.
No, so there's a group of maybe I want to say 11, like a big group.
Too young, but 11-year-olds.
No, there's a group of 11, but they're like teenagers. Too young. They're not going to appreciate the nuances of the friendship.
Where are the parents? It's a three-hour film. They haven't got the attention span.
Oh, it was the uncut one. This is we're talking four Whoa. And a half hours. Yeah, it's a big commitment. So we went, and they're getting their phones out. They're on TikTok.
How?
It was awful. And it obviously, the cinema is packed full of nerds who have only come out of their basements to see this film. Wow. And they're all sitting around, and you can tell that people are getting pissed off, but they also cannot say anything.
They needed me there.
They did. And then nobody said anything. And then eventually, about half an hour in, they got bored and walked out.
Oh.
But also, I think they were sort of hoping that somebody would say something so they could have some interaction.
That's what they want.
Yeah, but
that's
nobody. And then the collective sigh of relief of all the nerds in that room.
Oh, I'm pleased for them.
Yeah, it was.
Which one? The first one, The Fellowship.
We saw all three.
Jesus.
Like not in the day.
Oh, okay.
It was like every Sunday for three consecutive Sundays.
Is this a present?
Yeah.
Christ.
I know.
Poor cat.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
I've slaved over trying to think of good presents for her over the years. And this is the best one she's ever...
Triple cinema trip.
Just being able to talk about Lord of the Rings, I think.
What a gal.
Yeah. She got on the forums, told the forums that her friends were...
Going, taking her to the Lord of the Rings marathon.
Yeah, and they were all like, oh, great.
That's very wholesome.
Yeah.
Good job you didn't start on some... Teenagers, that would have left
you
a
know
sour
what? I was
taste.
Tempted to. I thought, how am I going to get through the next 3 hours?
There.
Yeah,
they could have ignored me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did all those years ago. But yeah, Paranormal Activity. So I wasn't scared by that.
That was your last one.
I was scared. That was the last scary film I saw. I think I watched a Saw once with a girl as well.
So just there has to be a girl you fancy.
Well, that's
there.
To be the only reason I would watch it.
Yeah.
And you can't be like, no, sorry, I'm a baby.
Yeah.
If a girl says you want to watch a scary film, you can't say, I'm frightened.
Did you used to do that at like sleepovers? That used to be quite a common thing at sleepovers I went to, is that, oh, we have to watch a scary film.
Fortunately, I didn't really have any friends at school, so it wasn't a big issue for me. I think I made my first friend at 22. So.
I think once these pellets come into play, you'll be having lots of sleepovers.
I'm telling you. And you can piss the night through. Well, that's put a nice ribbon on the episode. We've come full circle.
There we go.
And if you tell you what, be good in the cinema as well.
Great
going
in the cinema.
Going for a wee in the cinema as hell, because you think you might miss an important bit. You can't pause it.
Yeah.
We have cracked this. So if you've got a business idea or an invention, you can email it to underthegroomers@gmail.com. But if you do that and it's good, we will keep the money. We'll cut you in.
And also we'll read the email and go, that's a good idea.
That's just a good
I'm
idea.
Having that.
We won't read out on the podcast and I'll just pretend I've come up with it.
Yeah.
If you see me on Dragon's Den with your idea, you're shit out of luck. And then I'm going to say,
follow us.
Yes, that's a good one. Hello, it's Jeremy from Under the Groomers, and Julia's here too.
Sorry.
Please like it and subscribe. Is that what they do?
Yeah,
like,
and tell your friends, because we want this to be grassroots.
That's the main thing. Word of mouth, because I don't want to promote this. So if you think it's good, that'd be great, because I don't want to be posting on the internet like, listen to my show.
Yeah, so but please do.
But please do, and tell your friends. Great, I'm going to cough. Bye.